This is UNN Urban Network News. I'm Alexander Caden, and today we'll take a look at a couple of stories that I think are kind of crazy. Are you ready? All right. An African-American mother from Springville, Alabama, is facing attempted murder charges after authorities accused her of locking herself and her three children inside a running car in a garage in St. Clair County. She also allegedly assaulted a police officer. A 31-year-old African-American woman from Flagstaff, Arizona, was arrested after she allegedly killed her 15-month-old son in a hotel room and stuffed his body in a freezer for weeks. Now, black folks aren't the only one doing some crazy stuff out here. A white pastor in West Virginia was convicted for reaching under a church member's skirt during a private counseling session. A 34-year-old white mother from Fort Myers, Florida, was arrested after she allegedly kicked a 13-year-old boy during a youth football game brawl. A white woman from New York has been accused of stealing nearly $37,000 in SNAP benefits she was not entitled to. She was arrested and charged in a welfare fraud investigation tied to false benefit information. Ray J checked himself into a Las Vegas hospital after a celebrity boxing match ended when he got knocked the out. I better go sit down somewhere now. A West Palm Beach, Florida man was arrested after police say he stabbed his grandmother during a Mother's Day dinner dispute, leaving her in critical condition in an ICU. He now faces attempted first-degree murder charges. In Atlanta, police are searching for a woman accused of robbing a Wells Fargo bank. She allegedly handed a teller a simple note and calmly walked away with more than $4,000 in cash. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News.